Well, Big JD and Lippo are taking a hiatus from the Jabbercast, so you want to keep an eye out on thejabbercast.com occasionally here and there for when we pick the show back up probably, sometime in 2011. We've been talking about the winter solstice in 2012, but I'm sure we'll have shows out before then. So watch the website, thejabbercast.com. And now, here's the hiatus show. Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Yes, you are. And here we are in the Big JD Lippo Jabbercast studios. And it'll be the last time we'll be recording a Jabbercast in a little while.
Yeah, we're taking a hiatus.
Hiatus.
Did I say it was Big JD?
Well, maybe not.
Did you say you were Lippo?
Yeah, I did. I said I was Lippo.
You went in right into taking over the show.
There's no take on dude again?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. It's all about one take, this show.
Oh, we got some music going on in the background.
Yeah, we're going to have some background music. Goodbye songs. Hiatus songs? Yeah. I hate us songs.
You hate us?
No.
Is that why we're...
I love the Jabbercast.
Is that why we're...
I think Jabbercast is awesome. It's always been my favorite show.
It's always been my favorite show.
I like it better than Drew and Mike.
Drew and Mike. Well,
we could be an awesome morning show, man. You know that. You know that we could be an awesome morning show. Those guys make like $1 million a morning. I mean, a week. I mean, a year. Give me some more Roboxaset.
Roboxaset. I think they're, what do they call it? Six digits for sure. I don't think they make $1 million.
Million a year?
No.
That's what I was told.
I doubt it.
I don't know. They make a lot of money, though. Their riff is number one, like, constantly. Like, even for the day show. Station.
But the numbers that really matter are the morning numbers, right?
Right, and it's them. Biggest in the country.
Is that right, yeah?
Yeah. They're big, man. Wherever, whatever it is, it's big. And I would believe $1 million, or damn close. Darn close.
I know that the Poob, when he was on the riff, he was making $1 million.
This is a Goodbye Lament. Lament by the Foo Fighters, by the way.
Goodbye Lament.
Lament.
Yeah.
You know him? I went to school with him.
Lament?
Yeah.
There was a...
Hey, Lament was a baby.
Moody Blues tune that had... It was called a Lament as well. I don't know what Lament actually means. But speaking
it's like a lullaby type thing or something.
Is it? I don't think so.
No, well, one of those kind of things.
It's a bad thing.
Is it?
I think so.
No.
A sad thing, not a bad thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not.
Yeah, right. Yeah, goodbye.
I'm lamenting
sadness.
Something. But speaking of definitions and hiatuses, mm-hmm. The definition of hiatus is an opening.
Right.
An aperture.
Mm-hmm.
A gap.
Right.
A chasm. Especially a defect in a manuscript.
Wow.
Where some part is lost or effaced, a space where something is wanting a break.
That'd be us. We need a break.
You need a break.
Well, yeah.
You're getting to the point where you're so busy doing like-minded things, like stuff that's along the same lines.
Yeah.
And it's hard to keep... You know, working on multiple things that are the same thing.
Yeah, it's hard. So, and in that, it's hard to kind of synchronize sometimes.
So, as far as us actually getting together and doing a show.
So, yeah. But we still will be producing Easy Mac podcast on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's once a month.
Right.
Or more, hopefully.
Oh, we want to slide them in now every week.
Well, yeah, basically the Jabbercast bumped the Easy Mac podcast to once a month. And now we were...
But we need to do one of those again soon, don't we?
Yes, this month.
Oh, okay.
Supposedly I'm getting an iPhone for any day now.
Ooh, okay. That's when we do the show.
Yes.
Any day now.
Hopefully not the day that I get it.
But will you have it this coming week?
I'm suspecting they're going to call me either tomorrow
or... Oh, good. I have a little downtime this week, so we might be able to slip that in. But, oh, is it going to be a busy week?
Next week?
Oh, the Wicked Angel CD's got to get out soon, so I have to finish that this coming week. And then there's other things going on, so it's going to be a very busy week for me. But I'd slip it in.
I'm sure you would.
If you want me to, I'll slip it in.
I'm sure that's what you said to your wife, too.
We'll be back in a second.
And it was a clean show. The Jabbercast was a relatively clean show.
Yeah, until just now.
No. It's still clean. There's a lot of, what do they call that? Double entendres. Or double meanings. Or
double touches.
Double douches.
Douches. So, yeah, we're taking a hiatus. So I would have really liked to play some outtakes from the show and that, but we'd really have to go dig deep to find that kind of stuff because we never really took anything out. They're all still in there.
Right.
For the most part.
For the most part, because that was a show that you edited.
We had a lot for the... Yeah, okay.
We had a lot what?
I was going to say for another show, but... And I actually went over some of those to see if we could put them in here, but they're all technology-based stuff, so...
Right.
Could use them. But we can use them for that when we take hiatus.
No, we're not taking... I'm never taking a hiatus.
No, we're not taking a hiatus from the Easy Mac.
I mean, you can if you want.
No, I have no need to. No, I can handle one show.
Okay.
And that,
one podcast stream.
Yeah, one podcast right now, and that would be the Easy Mac.
Right. And we did last week talk about your deal over at CJM, right? Was that on this show?
Yeah, we did talk about that, yeah. Okay. You talking to me going to CJM could be this coming Monday or the following Monday. 4:30 p.m. is the slot that I think that's going to happen at. It's going to be a half-hour interview show. So we've got some things lined up.
You have pre-recorded interviews?
No, they'll all be live.
They'll be, okay.
Yeah. Unless somebody just can't make it and I want to slot them in then, and I have to pre-tape it or something, but they'll be live either in the studio or a phone call, live phone call interview.
Just the way you want it.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
You love the live thing.
Yeah.
And you want to be on terrestrial radio.
Yeah.
And now terrestrial radio.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, terrestrial radio now is all streams at the same time, pretty much. A lot of it is, not all of it.
Yeah, CGM streams, and they also record all their stuff as, I don't know if they call them podcasts, because I don't think they have an RSS feed or anything like that.
No, but they're archives.
Just archives, yeah.
They archive it on some server, and you go to the website, and you can...
But hopefully somehow I'll be able to archive my shows as podcasts still, so I can continue that, because all the past You Talking to Me shows are still up at youtalkingtome.ca.
And CGM will allow you to take their programming and...
That I don't know.
How are they?
I don't know how that works.
What if you did it? And
well, they're going to link to my site.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh,
they okay. always they will always want to link to your, if you have a website or a blog about the show or something. You know what I mean? And I'm just in the process of revamping the You Talking to Me site.
Okay.
A real one again, because I removed most of the sites that were up. And
can I be your webmaster?
Basic. I don't see why not. It's got to be an internship though. Volunteer only.
Oh yeah.
You Talking to Me doesn't bring in any cash.
No, it's all volunteer basis over there.
Everybody catch that? No cash is being made here. It's not for money. It's just for fun. It's a labor of love. Everybody catching that?
I caught it. And hopefully every insurance company listening has caught it as well. And
bastards.
But they know that's what you want to get into, though.
Yeah, of course.
So...
Yeah, they should be helping me along with that. Is what they should be doing.
It's a natural progression that they see. Oh, look, this is
such losers.
Well, they're insurance companies.
Yeah, that's right. They're all the same. When it comes down to it, Yeah. Oh, did you hear that? Yeah. Well, I'm just an auto worker. Why should I do anything else? Why should I get a diploma or a degree? Why should I be allowed to get a degree and get a decent paying job like,
Because you're just an auto worker.
Yeah, I'm just an auto worker.
You don't deserve that.
Oh, he was just an auto worker. Why do you think I was an auto worker for? Because the money was huge.
Well,
money,
huge,
benefits, time
nice.
Off. Oh, yeah, it still is, isn't it?
It's nice.
Yeah, there you go.
And the time off is not as nice as it used to be.
The money is like huger than most jobs.
Most labor jobs, for sure. It's a highest paying labor job.
And a lot of other jobs, probably. Not necessarily, I'm not talking doctor, lawyer, but... Well, then again, everything else is labor jobs.
Yeah, I mean, just mundane labor as opposed to like a cop. A cop makes around the same amount of money, I think. Cop and an auto worker here in town, I think.
Do they? Yeah.
They're around the same pay scale.
Would you want to be a cop?
Never.
I wouldn't either.
It's a thankless job. And the thing is, you're going to end up working with that type of job basically attracts egomaniacal, you know, full of themselves, power hungry dudes.
Yeah.
You know, the bully is the cop.
Sure.
The kid who's a bully at school is the cop now, for the most part.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
You get some nice guys who get people who are just, they just want to serve and help people. There's some of those guys too.
Yeah.
But
they're the ones that get shot and beat up, though.
Pretty much.
I think you have to be a mean, nasty bully.
Yeah.
To, you know what I mean? To really enforce. But, you know, I mean, you don't necessarily have to be a dick to people or anything like that. But I think you need to be, you know, to be good at it, I think, as opposed to being like a humble person or a quiet person. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think you need some to be aggressive to some degree. I think it's helpful in that job, but not towards people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to pull rank on people that shouldn't
speaking
be
of rank, is
upon.
That me?
Yeah, I think it is.
I'm pulling rank.
Better than pulling on something else. Hey!
Hey!
So, let's possibly get into some regular news here.
Talk about some news? What's going on in and around?
And straight from the newsroom floor, and the walls, and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
So anyways,
back to the news.
What do we got going on here? Buffalo Springfield,
what?
Go and say goodbye.
All right, cool. That's some Neil Young's in that band. And who else? The singer there from Stephen Stills.
Speaking of Stills, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Crosby. Bill Cosby, Stills, Young, and Nash. And
Bing Crosby.
No, Young. They're coming anyways in concert, aren't they?
I thought Bing Crosby was dead.
They're out and about again. No, Bill.
No, Bill Cosby.
Chocolate pudding. But they're coming in concert again, right?
Are
ELP
they,
or something?
I've seen
is
them.
It Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, or is it Stills, Nash, and Young? Crosby, Stills, and Nash, I think. They're coming. They're back together.
Okay.
Say something.
I want to think
verify.
Of the band that was the band that Beck was in with the three guys. I wanted to say
Beck, Bogart, and Apice?
Yes.
Oh.
You were saying?
BBA?
BBA, BLT.
Apice or Apice?
Yes. The
Apice.
CSN is back or...
Yeah.
They're doing whatever they...
No Young, though, eh, with them?
No.
That was something... Was that earlier or later anyways?
It was...
When they first started, was Neil Young in the band?
No.
Or no? Yeah.
I want to think of the name of the album that he was on.
It
was
Help. With the skull on it?
No. CSNY.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
There was
I know, was never really into that, so I don't know.
Oh, no. That album came, that first... Or that album with Neil Young, I was like, wow, there's a ton of good tunes on there. But anyway, we're digressing. We're in the news.
Yes, we are. And what do you got for us?
Did you hear about the guy? He's in Gainesville, Florida. He's going to burn a Koran.
Yeah, is that the priest guy there?
Yeah, priest.
Yeah. Unless God tells him otherwise, he's going to do that. Yeah, and he's got to carry a gun now because everybody wants to kill him.
Everybody wants to kill him.
Yeah, that's just, that's wrong, but, you know.
BurnACoranDay.com. He's spelling Koran, K-O-R-A-N.
Yeah, he doesn't even want to spell it like it's...
Well, there's different spellings. There's Q-U-R-A-N.
Which I think is the spelling, the real translation for the... I mean, if you were... had some respect for them, you'd probably spell it with a Q. Kiran.
Right, and it would be a hard K. Whereas Q-U is usually queen, but it's like Koran.
Speaking of queen, yeah, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, this guy's a dick. Like, I think he just wants the...
attention?
The attention. And he's some southern guy. This is going to be a movie or something, you know?
Yeah.
And I have a
Everything
feeling
is.
Maybe he's going to get shot.
Jabbercast movie.
Jabbercast movie.
That would be awesome.
You want? And who plays me?
Me. And you play me.
No one would know better, would they?
Probably not.
So that could incite some violence, I think.
Well, yeah, it's going to incite some violence for sure. It's going to be craziness. Good thing he's packing a pistol.
Someone's going to shoot him. Seriously, I think some militia guy is going to shoot him.
I wouldn't mind seeing that.
You can't.
That'd be sweet.
You
can't wish that on somebody.
Right.
You can't. Why did you say that?
Yeah, because you're not supposed to
who's talking.
Wish.
Nobody knows which one of us is talking. Why did you say that for?
Can't wish no ill harm on somebody else. That is bad karma.
Wow. Bad karma for him.
What's that?
Got nothing to do with me.
What else do I want to talk about? Oh, the it's tech related, but I have another tech story about the same company too. Apple allows apps translated from Flash.
Translated from Flash?
Yes.
What does that mean?
That means that there are compilers out there that will take your Flash app, you stick it into a program, and it'll turn into an iOS 4 app. But there's code in there that lets Apple know that it came from Flash.
Okay.
So they have did an about face. Apple has removed many...
About face! What?
Oh, that's football, isn't it? In April, it appeared Apple's war with Adobe to keep Flash off its iOS devices would cause collateral damage among makers of third-party development tools. However, they've changed their mind and said that they are going to allow it starting in this version that was just released. Have you updated your iPhone?
Not to the latest release.
4.1.
So there's going to be another release coming then?
No, this is it.
You know, I haven't done that. I don't have time to update.
And you, of course, you won't update your older one because
it's unlocked and everything.
Unlocked and jailbroken.
That's still way back at 3.1 or whatever it is, or 3.
Oh, good.
Something like that.
But you can still jailbreak with 4.0. What is that?
It's an effect. I can't do it with a smile.
And what is it, a bird?
I don't know. Sounds like futuristic, like UFO-ish, like. But go on.
With Elton John in the background.
Oh, is that what that is? Yeah, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Let's.
That's what I thought you were going to do. In between silences, you'd have your hand on the fader the whole show.
Yeah, it's bad enough I'm not doing anything and miscombobulating everything.
You're miscombobulating, are you?
Yep. I still feel tired and drowsy from my medication. Do you hear that? I have to take medication. Do you know I have to take medication for my shoulder?
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. Well, it's only been 10 years. Yeah, okay.
10 years.
Yeah.
Well, it's been,
you know, I can't function without medication? Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for that. Yeah. He doesn't deserve a good degree.
Speaking of medication, my wife was pretty doped up yesterday. It was interesting to see. She had some surgery yesterday and was on some morphine. That's a good drug, eh? Morphine.
Morphine is awesome, man. As soon as the show's finished, man, me and you.
Shoot up some morphine.
Yeah.
Well, what is the morphine drug?
Demerol?
Heroin? Heroin's made of morphine.
Oh, heroin. Yeah, right.
You want to do some heroin?
Yeah, of course. What do you think I'm sitting down here in the corner for? Naked.
Yikes. Is there any other news? I guess not. We can go. We can move on.
And moving on to today's show topic, hiatusness and goodbyes. And by the way, we're listening to Dave Matthews right now, and in about 2 seconds, we're not going to listen to Dave Matthews anymore. Theory of a Dead Man, say goodbye.
They were the dudes that were at the Tecumseh Corn Festival.
Yeah, my drummer's band was there too. I didn't get to see that though. I would have liked to see him play. Haven't seen him play for a long time, except here.
Kings Highway.
Yeah. Did you go?
I didn't go.
Oh. What I wanted happened? To see you play, too, at some point not that long ago, and I didn't. Oh, that was you guys played at the Freedom Festival.
Yes.
Nice. You guys only do big shows. Freedom Festival, Iron Horse Parade.
Iron Horse this weekend.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big bash.
That is cool.
We have to set up tomorrow, and it's a big production, and we get stages. We have stages that we put away. However, they weren't put away very good last year, and they got wet, and now the carpeting is completely rotted off of them.
Oh, yeah.
And wood is rotted as well, so it's either buy some 2x4, or not 2x4s, but plywood.
Yeah.
And some carpeting.
Sheets.
I'm thinking, hell, is there a place in town you can rent stages? Little stage sections? I think there is.
How high do you need a stage?
Not very high. Ours are, I'm going to say about this high.
A couple milk crates, maybe, or one?
Yeah, a milk crate high. Because we keep our legs in the milk crates. The legs are good. We have our own homemade legs. Are like,
that's right. He wheelchaired himself in here today because his legs are in a milk crate somewhere.
No. Legs for the stages.
Yeah.
So.
Why don't you use milk crates? Why do you use legs for it? Like, what kind of legs?
Custom-made legs.
Why don't you just use milk crates, man? They're awesome. Easily stackable. Never rot.
We didn't do it.
Hard to find nowadays, though.
Dan and I didn't do it.
Yeah, great for your record albums. Still have record albums?
No. Yes, we have some in our basement.
Oh, okay.
Because we got the record player.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So Kim had about.
Oh, you got the USB record player?
It's not USB, no.
Oh, okay.
Why, you want one of those?
Not necessarily.
No.
My cousin has one. It's pretty good, though. It's
Kelly's cool. got one, too. Kelly Hoppy.
Handy, but I don't have any records.
You have none, zero.
No. Except with the police.
You don't.
No, I don't.
I was going to say something about records. But it's funny that the cheap little speakers that are on the record player that we have.
Oh, you got an old-fashioned thing, right? Is it a new old-fashioned one?
It's a new old-fashioned
one. Okay, yeah, yeah, cool.
But it's got
detachable speakers? You lift them up and take them off and stuff?
No, it's inside the unit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's really, it's whatever, $150, $200, something like that.
Right.
And it's interesting when you listen to that, the fidelity of the record itself, the mix and the way it sounds when it comes out.
Way better than a CD.
It sounds really good for what the shitty speaker is. Oops, crappy speaker is in the device. And you can actually tell, yeah, albums were better. Even though it did have a little bit of the...
Yeah.
In between
the
songs.
Sound was awesome. Record albums.
But I have one of those record cleaner deals, you know. They've got the juice. D4, I think, is what it's called. The D4 red thing. And
they were made by Discman. Wasn't it what it was called or something?
Yeah, yeah, that could be.
That's why the D4.
That sounds very familiar. And I know I've seen that stuff for sale in, like, Dr. Disc or something.
I still have mine, too.
Yeah.
And I have the, it's the kit, and the brush goes in and holds the stuff inside the handle.
Yeah.
And then I also have the the stylus cleaner with the mirror on the other side and the real fine thing brush. It's nice, and it folds out from the thing.
Yep.
Nice set. I don't know where I ever got it. Must have got it at McKay's years ago or something. But so anyway, back to the topic. Goodbyes? Yeah. We're taking a hiatus. Did we mention that? Because of my shoulder? Huh? Did I tell everybody that? Huh? No, it's not because
of
that.
You sound bitter. JP? No,
yeah, I'm bitter, all right. Very bitter.
Why are you so bitter?
Why?
Yeah.
You know why.
You don't expect people
I do.
To just kneel down and say, okay, whatever you want, sir.
Yeah, they should.
Here's your check.
Yeah, I've been paying into them for so long, and you can't help me now? Somebody should pay for that. But anyway.
And they will pay.
Yeah, they should.
They just want to put you through a little bit.
I'll find a new company, too.
Well, no kidding.
After all that. What's going to happen with that? Where is that? What is it?
So I'm wondering, who is this?
We certainly can. Sure. Go ahead.
Hello? No, he's not. I have call forwarding on, so the phone at my house calls. Yeah.
We're going to just spy in.
Sorry, when he gets home, I gave the instructions to turn the call forwarding on. Okay. Right.
And we're back. that's got to be for one of the kids or something? Or
it's his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I don't like her very much.
Son's girlfriend calling the old man, eh?
She's a loser, if you ask me.
Whoa, 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 whoa. We're running here. Kids going to hear that.
No, she's never going to hear this
Jabbercast
show.
Subscription. Eventually, I'll be doing Jabbercast with your kids, probably.
Why?
Well, I don't know. You'll get too old for it and won't be able to handle it anymore, and I'll keep going, and your kids will take over, just like the old guys in the rock bands.
I'm thinking of keeping the Jabbercast going with my kids.
Oh, yeah, and here, I'm left out in the cold.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's not going to happen.
So, yeah, we're taking a break. We had a lot of fun on the Jabbercast, so we did. We covered a heck of a lot of topics, I got to say. I'm actually going to the topic list right now to take a look.
And what do you have that in?
iTunes.
Get out. And it looks like you downloaded the new version of iTunes.
Oh, you know what? That doesn't exist anymore. Yeah, I did download the new version of iTunes. But if I'm not mistaken, the Jabbercast now, you don't have access to the full list anymore. We keep 10 shows at a time up.
Right.
Yeah, so... I have to go elsewhere to actually find the list of shows so we can kind of say what we've done.
And how many shows have we
done? By popular demand, I'll probably have to put them all back up. A couple hundred.
Wow.
That's a lot of shows.
That's time we're never going to get back, you know.
But who would want it back?
I don't want it back. That was fun seeing you show up at my house on your Jeep and your Harley.
Yeah, but it's not over. It's just a break. It's just a hiatus. We have pictures. We have videos.
Videos?
We have all kinds of... Yeah, we have Jabbercast video, don't we?
Maybe a snippet here, snippet there.
Don't get snippet.
With me, young man.
I'm just still trying to think of where I'm going to find the... Oh, I know where I'm going to find the list. Oh, no, I can't find the list there either. Wow. What hope my recorder doesn't stop because I'm getting a beach ball here.
That's a beach ball in the Finder.
Yeah, that's not good. That could never be good.
What is that up in your toolbar, the far right-hand side?
Right, where?
In the Finder window that you're in right now? Or over, no, up on in the toolbar. Yeah, this? Right there. And then the thing next to that. What is those two things?
Oh, they're my folders, so I can get directly to places.
But they have cool little icons.
Yeah, I changed the icons.
Okay.
So I know what it is. Otherwise, it just be folder. Look, it doesn't say anything if you got a folder up there.
It's what it is, brother.
So by this one, I know it's my stuff. And by this one, I know it's my stuff.
Oh, it's your stuff folders.
Yeah. Stuff. Oh, it's what's his name there on stuff? George Carlin.
H.R. Puffin stuff?
No, George Carlin on stuff. It's funny. We have stuff. What do we do with our stuff? We put our stuff in all different places.
Put your stuff in your house.
Yeah,
then when you get too much stuff in your house, you got to go move and put your stuff in a bigger house.
Okay, I have to go. I got to go online to find the list, actually.
Get out of town, really?
Yeah, I don't have a local. Oh, no, I do have a local list, don't I?
Well, I would certainly hope so.
On the Drobo, good. I'm thinking of buying another Drobo, man. They're on sale right now for like $300.
I know. For the
driveless.
Driveless 4-bay.
Same as mine, driveless.
Yeah. 400. $300?
Yeah, $299. You can get it from Drobo US, but you can get $350 if you just buy it, I think, anywhere. But they have it $300 US, and you have to ship here or whatever. It's going to cost more money, but if I just bought it in New York again.
Are you going to New York?
Yeah.
October.
Yeah.
Right. Do it.
I may, but then I have to buy all new drives again at some point. But I have some, I'm thinking about getting another Idonix case because it holds IDE drives. And I could load it up with another four drives that are separate. Got to keep them separated. Wait, let's check and see what we're listening to right now on the goodbye area. That's on another computer, actually. There's a lot going on here that people don't realize. Excuse me, at the Jabbercast
to bring you
studios.
Such a high-quality broadcast. We got lots of equipment running simultaneously.
We're listening to Canned Heat. 1970 concert recorded live in Europe. That's what we're listening to right now. But we're going to go over to some Leonard Cohen right now while we're at things. Which, by the way, I have somebody doing me from school, actually. I want
someone at school's doing you?
No, I want to get a new an intro for you talking to me at this time. And somebody's going to do it for me. But they won't let me use the one that I have now.
Right. Is it a woman?
Did I tell you about that? Why they won't let me use it? Because it's just too out of control?
Yeah.
Not that you can't do something not out of control, but that's just crazy, eh? This is because it's like, you know, an alternative station and
doesn't
they
the
want
format.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't do anything like that sounds really commercialized.
That's right.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, it's understandable.
It is to some point, but don't you think that station would be killer if it was just like played like everybody else?
If they had a little more artistic freedom.
As much as they think that, you know, we don't want to play anything like that, like we don't want to be like a commercial station, which is cool. I understand that there's people that want an alternative programming and the way that that's done. But if you did make it killer like everything else, it would be huge. Way more people and way more listeners and way more, you know what I mean?
Right. And
why wouldn't they want
they're
that?
They're not interested in listeners.
No, I just don't really know why that is like that.
Because they want to keep it very cerebral. They want to keep it on the smart end of things. Commercial is everything's dumbed down. And I agree. Mainstream medium is dumbed down to the lowest common denominator. You get university radio, you got some smart programming on there. It's pretty cool. I have no idea how you got on there.
The programming is cool. Yeah. The programming and everything is cool. But I mean, why wouldn't they like really just boost up the hype and everything? You know what I mean?
Because that dumbs it down. They don't want to dumb it down.
Yeah. I just never really could figure all that out.
It's a university, Big JD.
I guess so. Cool stuff. What's nice about it is a lot of different programming. A lot of different stuff for a lot of different people.
Right. I remember I used to listen to, like, it wasn't death metal. It was a really metal-y show. Do you remember the dude who used to do it? He used to be friends with Mad Dog and John. They both worked at the Trim Plant. And it was a guy who worked there, and he used to play really just some...
My buddy Chris used to
heavy,
do that stuff.
Heavy stuff.
At the Trim Plant.
Yeah. He was friends with Mad Dog, like I said, and another guy there. And bands that were definitely not mainstream, and it was heavy, heavy stuff. And
I don't know who else did the show there. It wasn't my old bass player, Blake, was it? No.
I will not remember the guy's name. Even if he said, I won't remember. But it was interesting, their tone of voice when they were on there.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, yeah, now we got some...
Okay.
And then it would be...
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
Hi, we're going to play something really heavy for you now.
Yeah.
Okay, that was...
It wasn't quite that different, but it was. They were just really laid back, and this is just the stuff we listen to, man.
That was the stuff. That was the stuff. Okay, now let me go and find my list here. List of Jabbercast shows. That's what I'm looking for at this time. And it's deep, too.
It's deep. What does that mean, it's deep?
It's deep in folder after folder after folder.
Oh, I see. And it's higher.
Okay, yeah. Let's start at 2006. Career Choices. That was our first show. Career Choices.
Yeah, I remember that.
Ooh, Pink Floyd. Goodbye, Cruel World. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, and that was a request of Lippo's, I think.
For the show. Career Choice. That's kind of interesting because basically since that show, your career choices has changed.
Yeah, for the most part.
2006, yeah.
Yeah, and that was 2006, 2007, 2008, 9, 10, 5 years of Jabbercast.
Yeah.
That's a long time we've been doing this stuff. And yeah. We started Easy Mac before that, didn't we?
October of 2005.
Wow. 7 years of...
Where's your math, man?
Six, yeah. It's, yeah, math. I want to talk about math.
Yeah, it's math.
Second show was awesome. That was a fun show. Public Restrooms.
Public Restrooms, yeah.
That was cool. Nostalgic Candy. All cool stuff, man. I should actually play some of these right now, but... Rules for Kids.
If you knew exactly where the good stuff was in there.
The Versus show, that was cool.
Versus.
Yeah, something versus something. Coffee versus tea, cigarettes versus cigars, whatever it was. That we could have another show on that. That's cool. Guitar versus bass. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff. Duffel bag versus suitcase.
Duffel bag.
Yeah, isn't that sweet? I hate when that happens, show. You get your keys right up to the door, go unlock it because you got bags, grocery bags all full in your hands. Everything. You get a key right up to the door to go unlock your door and poof, just falls down.
You gotta put
I
all
hate
bags
when
down.
That happens.
Gotta put the bags down anyway.
Favorite Things. We had a show on Favorite Things. That was cool.
These are a few of my favorite things.
That was one of the songs I played too, but I played it by the, on I don't know, if we didn't actually have Sunday Morning Music Mayhem then, did we? Or did we just play a song, or how did that all work? I don't remember how the shows worked back then.
I have no idea either.
World's Greatest Mysteries, we had a show on. Do you remember all these?
I don't remember doing them, no, but I remember these topics.
Phobias.
Oh, yeah.
There is a phobia of having peanut butter stuck to the top of your mouth.
Is that
I forget
right?
The name of it. Yeah, yeah. It's a super long, crazy name. Learned it at school one day.
What I'm thinking right now, it's 2:57. I got to go to my job.
Okay, yeah. politics, Toy Story, Apology, Hockey Moms, Bullies, and more. So... Anyways, rolling right along, I think that we're going to move on to some more fun for the kids.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
This is great, too. I can't get enough of that video live at Ronnie Scott's. So good.
Yeah. So what do we got going on here? We got some tech talk. What do you want to talk about today? We're not doing Sunday Morning Music Mayhem because, we got music planned.
What was I going to talk about?
Oh, man.
What? Well, they moved the story on me.
This guy, is this what you're going to do on real radio?
I'm not good enough for that stuff.
Yeah.
Not good enough for that stuff, man. I'm sorry. No, seriously, they moved the story. It was in my...
In the update, and then it's
gone. Yep.
Do you know what it was? Do you remember?
It was an Apple thing.
Whatever it was, we can talk about it.
It was an Apple thing. There's another Apple story here. Does iOS 4.1 fix the proximity sensor as promised?
Okay, yeah, there's some boring news.
Yeah, that's... I don't know what the heck what that was.
Oh, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
This thing I picked up the other day, for $14.99, mind you, is a Pro IDE SATA and USB hard drive adapter for your hard drive, so you don't have to put them in a case.
I wish I knew you were buying one of those. I want one of those bad. Yeah,
Micro Center, man, $14.99.
Yeah, I know.
We'll go. Let's go. When do you want to go? On a weekend, maybe, or something.
Sure.
I'd like to go somewhere. Guitar Center. And anyways, so this thing allows you. Did something fall?
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's just a sticky thing.
It's a little. It's a foot. Sticky foot.
Something is a foot.
Sticky feet. So it's this little thing. It looks like just like an adapter, basically.
Yeah.
Except it has a little attachment that can attach to a serial ATA drive or an IDE drive. And even the 5-to-5 drive, like your external DVD writer, CD-ROM, whatever, internal drives.
Yep.
So normally you take those drives and put them in an external case, right? And then use them. But you can use them all the time like this. But what I like about this is that I don't have to put something in to test. Because a lot of times I have a drive out, or you want to wipe out a drive and get it ready for something, you know, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
You can just plug the drive into this like nothing. And that's how I tested my, I had a LightScribe drive go bad, and I want to make sure it wasn't the case.
Right.
So I took it out, plugged it into this thing, checked it out, the drive's bad. So I'm quite sure the case is fine.
Right.
So I ordered another SATA drive to put inside, the case again.
Yeah.
But I was able to test it with this. $14.99, and it comes with all the cables that you need to check whatever type of drive, and it's just a small little setup, and it's got a small footprint, and it goes in just, it's got its little box, and it's really cool and handy, I think.
$14.99. I absolutely want to get one of those.
You can get them for more money, but I don't really know that that's all that necessary.
It's not necessary. Otherworld Computing sells them for $19.99.
Yeah. I saw some for $19.99. I saw some for $40.
What?
You know, I don't know.
Those ones have...
maybe they got lights, and maybe...
The drive will sit up.
That's different ones, though. Yeah, they have those, too. You can just drop the drive in, and that's more made for actually using them, I guess. Well, I suppose this would be, too, but I mean...
It's for testing. I know that.
For $14.99, to test, to use for a drive, you might as well just buy an external case for your drive, right?
Exactly.
You just get a case for that kind of money. But this is good, so you don't have to go through that to test things, and that's what I use it for.
Yeah, hard drives go bad.
Because I need to do that a fair amount, and... especially with drives failing and so forth. So anyway, that's it's made by Inland, and it was from Micro Center, but you can go to inlandus.com, and it's a Pro IDE SATA USB hard drive adapter. And so there you have that, and we're going to bring this down for just a moment so that we can see. Now, can I? Oh, yeah, I can do that. Isn't that something? And we're going to go on to the Jabber Quote. See, what I originally wanted to do, I had this set up, I had two tracks set up so I could do one fader in, one fader out, right? Between one program running some music and one program, but I couldn't. For some reason, I couldn't have, I mean, I can't send soundboard through one thing and iTunes through another unless I had, you know, two computers running two different things or something, two sources.
Yeah, of course.
So it just didn't work out that way. So now I'm trying to run everything through one thing, and
that don't work out so good.
So I'm going to move on to some Big Sugar, another request of yours.
Big Sugar, it's the best tune. Goodbye Train.
What's up with that?
Do you took think? My baby.
There we go.
Walked her to the train. She left me holding my
Canadian hand. Band, Big Sugar.
One of my favorite bands of all time. Top five cool for stuff. Sure.
Cool stuff. You got a quote?
This is from William Bell. When I came
Bill
out of,
Bell.
Yeah. It's stupid. Yeah. A lot of these are from...
Way out there. That's what it means, way out there.
Are you sucking in when you do
it's
that?
Actually, no, I'm blowing out, but it's actually fun. Is that out?
That's in.
Wow. Oh, okay. I can't do it. You can whistle in like that? That good? You got some lips. Lippo. They don't call them lippo for nothing.
I'm a professional harmonica player. You know.
Can do it like this, too. Can you whistle like this? Here's the baby bird. No, here's the father bird. Here's a mama bird. See, they love that down there. They love that. They love this stuff. And a baby bird. See? I got them all covered. That's all blown out.
Can
though. You do them all in.
Can you do bears?
Huh?
Can you do bears?
No, do bears.
Papa bear, mama bear, baby bear?
Oh, can you do them? I can eat porridge like a crazy man.
I did a mama bear last night.
Did you? What is that?
Seriously, I don't really know what does it mean. Like,
and her name was Doreen.
Oh, you can't say that.
I just
you can't
did
do that. Your wife was out of commission, so.
Oh, way out of commission.
Well, then,
she's totally out of commission.
What were you doing? Okay. So where were we with your quote?
The quote. A lot of these are from entertainers, people who are in the entertainment industry, and they all do hiatuses, like Thomas Dolby, Martin Milner. Wasn't he the Adam 12 guy?
Oh, yeah, right. I don't know.
On other shows, guys can't wait to put 3,000 miles between them during hiatus.
That's just ridiculous.
That's stupid.
That's all you
Chuck
got?
Mangione, the hiatus you spoke about happened in 1998.
That's nothing, too. We don't even know what it is.
Chuck Mangione?
How about this? The Big JD quote for you.
I'd love it. I think that's what we should do. Have a Big JD hiatus quote.
It's just like, let's see where it leads. Those who require a hiatus should take a hiatus. Now, what does that mean when we tear that apart? Because that's what we do through the Jabber Quote.
That's right. We dissect, deconstruct.
Those who require a hiatus should take a hiatus. That means that you're probably getting stale at something, maybe, and it's if you think you need some time off, you probably do. Or maybe if things are getting to be too much for you, that's where it goes.
Yeah, I think that's what this
in our
is.
Case, I think that's what that is. It's just too much right now, and take a little break, and we'll come back fresher, cleaner, more powerful, and
smelling better.
Yeah, smelling better. I sure hope so.
Smell you later.
Oh, Fresh Prince of Bel Air, and here's a nice little song for you. Goodbye. This is an oldie. Goodbye. 92.
18 years.
Is it?
That's what the math tells me.
Old acoustic song here. Yours truly. The guy from Wicked Angel.
This is my way.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There we go. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye, my friend. Goodbye. Hard for me to cry. We had some good times, but I can't see them anymore. We had some good laughs, but I can't feel the laughter anymore. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye, my friend. Goodbye. With a friend like you, it seems so hard to die. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye, true friend. Goodbye. There you have the Jabbercast hiatus show. Big JD and Lippo taking a break for a while. Be back in sometime in 2011. Again, we've been talking about the winter solstice of 2012. If the world's still here, but I'm sure you'll hear from us sooner than that. So keep an eye out on the website, thejabbercast.com, for more information and updates as they come. If you want to check out the Easy Mac podcast, which Big JD and Lippo produce, check out easymacpodcast.com, the letter E, the letter Z, macpodcast.com, and check out the Border City Radio podcast with Mike LaPlante at bordercityradio.com. As well, visit youtalkingtome.ca for more Big JD. That's the letter U, talking, the number two, me, youtalkingtome.ca. And as well, keep an eye on CJAM 99.1 FM for the You Talking to Me show. Thanks for listening.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.